You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to Horse Tip Daily, episode 1597, brought to you today by Central Fly Control. This time, Mary Kitzmiller answers a listener question about training foals. Clarifly Larvicide is more than just a fly control product. It is the first step towards improving horse comfort and keeping nuisance flies out of your stables. This feed additive uses an active ingredient that passes through the digestive system of horses and is expelled in their manure, where it stops flies in their larval stage. By using Clarifly Larvicide as part of an IPM program with Starbar products, you'll get more support, more expertise, and more control. Visit centralflycontrol.com or visit your local feed dealer. What is our next listener question and who's it from?
I think that's a perfect segue into Kaylee's question. She wants to know age appropriate training for foals. What should they know and be able to do prior to weaning, which is a great question.
Yeah, because weaning is tough. You want to have as many skill sets as possible.
Yes. So my first horse training job, I also, in addition to training horses and doing clinics and all of that, we also had to foal out a lot of mares every year. And my boss was really big into the imprinting method. Now, I think imprinting certain aspects of it are effective. But for the most part, I don't think that all the stuff you do to them right at birth, I don't think it does anything. But that's just my opinion. And so, because we would do like this really drawn out hour process as soon as that foal hit the ground of like, we rub all over the horse and put plastic bags on it and do this and that and the other. And I think we just bothered them the first moments of their lives. And I think studies have shown that foals learn quite a bit more just from watching their mother. So even just handling the mother and, you know, brushing and grooming on the mom while the foal is witnessing it can teach them, oh, okay, this is what it means to be around humans. So that is one thing, is handling the mom. And, you know, in the very first stages of life, I'm pretty casual with it. You know, I'll pet on them and just make sure that they're not afraid of me and make sure I can touch them anywhere I want. It is a great age to, hey, can I handle your ears or can I stick my finger in your mouth or can I just lightly pick up this foot or can I lift this tail? Because they're teeny tiny enough and they're so impressionable. If you teach them right away that that's like a normal thing. Like it's totally normal for me to mess with your ears. Yeah. Or maybe I'm going to hold your nose or I'm going to rub my hands over your eyes or I'm going to rub my hands up and down your leg or on your tummy. So I'm casual about it. I try not to terrorize them with it. And, you know, I teach them like, this is normal. This is what happens. Look, I'm picking up your mom's feet. And so that can teach them a lot. Now, a lot of people in foal training get that part really, really good. And they get their horse super duper quiet to everything. And then when the horse is older, they're like, I don't need to move away from you. And now the horse is 1,000 pounds. Yeah. So you also want to teach them, okay, sometimes when I touch you, that means just stand still and chill out. But sometimes when I touch you, I would like you to yield. So just like what we were talking about. So foals have, you know, physically they can't handle a lot of intense work. You'll see them, if you try to get them to do anything strenuous, their little nose will be going, they'll be breathing hard. You can't do a ton of that kind of stuff. And mentally they can handle like 5-10 minutes at a time. And you could break that into many sessions over the day or just one session a day. But, you know, 5-10 minutes, get in, get out. And you're just kind of what I call like you're just sneaking up these lessons on them. Like I'm real casual about it. So that is probably the next thing I would do with my babies is Okay, you're pretty familiar with me touching you everywhere. Get them to yield their body parts, just like we were saying. You know, can I press on your shoulder and get you to step away? Can I press on your hip to get you to step away? Can I lightly take your nose and have you yield toward that pressure? Obviously, getting them used to a halter and lead ropes at this time would be very good as well. So before I teach them to lead, I get them used to having halter put on and off. And then I will just pick up the halter under the nose area, under their chin, and say, okay, if I lean the halter this way, can you give to that? Can you, if I lean the halter to the left, can you give to that? If I lean the halter to the right, can you give to that? If I want to bring you forward, can you come forward to that? So that's one way to begin to get them halter broke. When I start to lead them, a lot of people will use a long soft rope, a little butt rope, and I like to ask them forward gently with the halter, but then follow it through with the butt rope, and that can prevent having any kind of extreme reactions of rearing up or falling over and things like that, because again, their face is really sensitive, and if they're not used to giving to that pressure, it can be a lot for them. So I'll ask real gently with the halter, but then if they don't come forward, I'll use that butt rope and I'll just start leading them everywhere with that combination of halter and butt rope. And then I'll also take that rope and, you know, can I put that rope all over your body? Maybe I'll come out one day and have like a really crumpled up plastic bag and rub them all over with the plastic bag and then gently uncrumple that plastic bag the more they get used to it. So pretty much just things like that. If a healthy balance of getting your horse used to different things, so desensitized to different things, but then also teach them to be sensitive to certain things like our leading and feet handling, I think you're going to be okay. And as they get older, you know, once they start getting into weanling, yearling territory, you can start teaching a more formal groundwork. But I would, again, avoid working on it too long, and I would avoid doing a lot of intensive small circles if you can. You're just doing a little bit here and there.
There you go. And one of the things that we found really useful, and this was something I came across when I was working with foals that came from large commercial farms or urban farms versus foals that come from rural or casual backyard or redneck in the mountains kinds of places, is take the time to let them become comfortable with moving over different, I hear a dog in the background, with different terrain, different footing, a ground pole, walking around an obstacle. Like there's like a bush there, and they have to walk with you between that bush and that next bush. Just, and it's simple stuff. It doesn't have to be complicated, doesn't have to be high stress. They're following mommy. Maybe they get to the point where they'll follow mommy while as you hold the lead rope. Then maybe they'll walk next to mommy as you hold the lead rope. Then they'll walk in front of mommy as you hold the lead rope under these different types of situations, so that when it comes time to conquer getting into a horse trailer or moving into a different barn, they've got a little bit of experience with these new criterion while being led in the lead rope. So obviously, like you said, you start with the simple stuff. Okay, I'm gonna gently pull your head to the left, and you're gonna follow along with it while you're standing next to your mummy in the stall. And tiny, 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 tiny little increments. I think a big mistake we make with foals is we look at these skills as so incredibly basic that we don't realize that even though it's so incredibly basic, the simple act of turning your head when you feel gentle pressure on a halter by 3 inches, that we forget that we still need to break that down. Don't bring his head all the way around to his shoulder and expect him to turn his head. 3 inches, it's really all you needed. And we want to jump ahead because it seems so basic, but even those things need to be tiny, tiny, tiny for the tiny little baby horses. Well, there you have it. Horse Radio Network has thousands of engaging podcasts for horse people, and you can have them sent right to your phone. Just subscribe via your favorite podcast player. This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. Until then, go ride your horse. The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.